very tricky situation. It goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus. This is 5% versus 1% and less than 1%. You know, so this is deadly stuff.
I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you,
sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
Hey, everybody. It is Friday, September 11th, 2020. This is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken. And this is our normal time for our Out to Coop podcast. But Sean and I have been at it for kind of about an hour now, maybe a little less than an hour. But we're having some technical issues today, both at Sean's end with his internet connection seems to be dropping out. Got some kind of hard deadlines on time on my end. So, what we thought we would do, instead of doing just an abbreviated show, or just having me kind of come on and do an abbreviated show, that we're going to try to give it another go on Monday. So, we just wanted to come on and kind of say, you know, touch base. I mean, Sean, I guess you were saying that, you know, nothing's going on this week, so we didn't really have much to talk about anyways.
No, it's been a slow news week.
Oh, God. It has been literally, yeah. I mean, from, like...
The coronavirus has me, like, just not giving a fuck about things now. Like, more than usual. And it's just, like, mentally, I've just been drained for the past month.
Yeah, I hear you. But I look at when, you know, I can tell when Sean's like at like has hit a certain kind of limit, you know, like kind of just like and as we all are doing right now. I mean, I know for me, we'll talk more about this on Monday. I look at this week. I mean, the week, I just was looking back and some things, we'll come back and talk about this on Monday. But, you know, we started it with like dystopian science fiction orange skies in San Francisco with unprecedented wildfires. Last year, we were talking about wildfires out west that, like, we'd never seen before. And this time...
Wasn't this, like, the second wildfire that happened from a gender reveal party?
Yes.
It happened a couple years ago or last year.
Yes, it did. It did. Yeah, one of the... Well, this isn't just from that, right? But that was certainly one of them. One of the fires, the Bear Fire, I think, right, is the one that got started by the gender reveal party. Which is just like, come on, people. Really? I mean, I'll resort to shame on this one, I gotta say. I mean, come on. Really? Pyrotechnics in a fire zone? Seriously? Come on. But, I mean, it was the images of that, I actually got from my friend Dan, who lives out in San Francisco. He posted a picture on it, too, as well. It's just horrifying. And so the horror of last year, people were astonished. This year is 20 times worse, right? 2.5 million acres burned. Right, 500,000 people displaced up in Oregon. So I mean, that's like part of the week. Then we get Bob Woodward's book come out, releasing of the tapes. That, you know, you heard this in the intro today. The Trump knew. You know, we got the spiking of coronavirus cases on campuses across the state of Pennsylvania right now. And you know, you got some kind of cool sci-fi stuff to talk about. Like, we've got Dune is getting an update, right, after so many years. And I had some great beer this week from Levante Brewing down from Westchester. So, I mean, there's a lot we get actually had out, like, a really stuff for a good full show today. But, we think it's best that we'll just kind of give you this little intro and, let you know that we're going to try to kind of come back on Monday. I also want to apologize to everybody about, not doing Out to Coop Live again this week. I'll tell you, it's like having the my daughter's soccer schedule come up really put a wrench in my plans. So I'm going to have to find another time that is going to work, that is actually doable on a consistent basis. I'm very reluctant to kind of bounce around in times and things like this, but I may end up doing that when it comes down to it. So I want to thank folks who have reached out to me already, looking to see if they could come on the show. We've got some folks that, you know, I've been back and forth with a little bit. Just be patient. We'll get there. And I've got a bunch of ideas about where to go from here. You know, maybe I'll just kind of say, you know, after my frustrations with Kutztown University this week, maybe I'll just kind of do a strong kind of like fundraising campaign so that I can just quit my job and do this full time, because it's really causing me freaking anxiety and stress like I have not experienced before in my life. I mean, it's one thing to have stress. It's another way to have stress. You just like kind of what Sean was saying before, like I give up. I give up with that, right? I got to focus on something that's going to be more productive. Anyways, so Sean, any words to the good people out there?
Yeah, it's been fun watching all the Republicans speak about never forgetting 9/11 on this day when they haven't given a single fuck about the 200,000 Americans who have died of coronavirus. So, you know, when you hear those stories or those calls to remember 9/11. Just remember, these are the same people who, frankly, don't give a shit about the situation we're in.
Yep. It's an excellent
point. Because you can't get oil from a virus.
You can't get oil from a virus. That's right. So we are, I mean, you know, I always, you know, always kind of say have remembrance on September 11th. The one thing I did want to say today, too, as well, is like, you know, I do always kind of have these, you know, these moments of remembrance. I lived in Washington, D.C. at that time and remember what it was like. And, you know, Sean was telling me this this morning about Paul Krugman had come out with this tweet. What did he say in that tweet, Sean?
That pretty much like Islamophobia and attacks against Muslims didn't really happen. And Americans had it together. Just give me a second to pull up the tweet. It's actually, it is getting ratioed
good
on Twitter right now. It is just like, hold on. Here we go. It's popping up. My computer is slowly loading. Here we go. It said, overall, Americans took 9/11 pretty calmly. Notably, there wasn't a mass outbreak of anti-Muslim sentiment and violence, which could have all too easily have happened. And while George W. Bush was a terrible president, to his credit, he tried to calm prejudice, not feed it.
Yeah.
And a couple of things have like happened this week and got me thinking with this that's going on. You know, I think in 20 years, Donald Trump is going to go through the same rehabilitation project that and his cronies that George Bush and everyone else has gone through with the Democratic Party. It is absolutely astounding that we allow George W. Bush and everyone in his administration to get off the hook and then rewrite history. And then have Democrats or liberals like Paul Krugman willingly rewrite that history for them.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you, Sean, you know, you'll have a different perspective on this, too, as well, when, you know, in President Tom Cotton's second term, and you'll be looking back at the good old days of Donald Trump. That's what'll happen.
Oh, when the Republican staffers from the Trump administration started their own campaign to undermine a second Tom Cotton term.
Yeah, exactly.
And call it like the Lincoln Project Part 2 or something like that.
Yeah, no, they're going to call it Ain't Picking No More Cotton. Just have some really flashy thing like this and Ivanka will be out there as a spokesperson. So anyways, yeah. You know, and her slogan won't be like, you know, like Obama, like a Michelle Obama's like, you know, when they go low, we go high. It'll be more like, come on. Where are the days when I just get out there and I just cover daddy's tracks, right? Where's that kind of loyalty now in our government, right? Anyways, so yes, we got a bunch of stuff to talk to. But, and I remember that on September 11th, I was teaching at George Mason University, and I literally had students, like I used to drive by the Pentagon every day in order to get to, once they finally reopened stuff, and I'd drive by the Pentagon and look at the gaping hole in the side as it would smolder for days after, after 9/11 attacks. And I, George Mason is in one of the most diverse counties in the country, Fairfax County, Virginia. And I, you know, had all these students. So many students were kind of Muslim. They were kind of like immigrants. They were connected to the government and the international contacts, the embassies, all this other kind of stuff. But a lot of students were Muslim, and they came. I remember when we came back to class, we just talked about like how people were. You know, I had literally had students, wore the hijab and were thrown out of buses. Thrown off buses, not by like police, by other people, right? And I watched, there was a rally around the flag, a rally around the let's go get Saddam Hussein, right? Let's go to war. That's kind of a question that was in every newspaper, right? Hollywood got behind it, right? So in some ways, there was some, Paul Krugman is not doing anybody a service by trying to whitewash that history, or George Bush. Anyways, all right. Well, so Sean, I hope we get this sorted out for Monday. I should be a little bit more, say, grounded on Monday too as well. I've got some. We'll get some of the stuff together. So I'm sorry about this again, and I know this is going to be a pain. I appreciate all those folks that continue to send messages. Those folks who are kind of sharing our content out there has been absolutely fantastic. So let me take this opportunity at least to remind you that you like the show. Like us, right? Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Get over to our YouTube page, right? Just look for kind of Raging Chicken on our YouTube page and follow us there. Subscribe to our channel. I really want to put some effort into kind of growing this out this year. And our best, the best way we do this is kind of with our community. We don't take advertising dollars. We don't take, kind of like paid content in any of our site. Really, it's our members, right? It's our patrons who, become patrons over at patreon.com/rcpress. You can become a patron for as little $5 a month. That's what's kind of allowed us been doing all this. And in this time of, just kind of crisis after crisis after crisis and a pandemic and everything like this, we lead up to the 2020 election. I'm convinced now more than ever that, this is where I want to be. So anyways, Sean, I hope you have a good weekend, man. And hopefully we'll try this again on Monday and we'll kind of see where we got.
Sounds good.
Oh, good. You hear him break up, everybody, right there? See? There we go. We got just enough in where before he broke up. So
it's amazing how, like, we're in 2020 and we still don't have good internet.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, because we have I have two kids that are on their computers doing their schooling right now. And, like, and my wife has to work from home kind of a chunk of the time, and I'm all online streaming. And so we had to upgrade our internet this year. And so this is our future right here, right? It's kind of like, yeah, if you actually want to be able to do that kind of work because you're forced to do it, you're going to have to pay through the freaking nose for it, right?
Yeah. So I've been working on this project all summer. It's going to be... it'll be coming out soon. But, one of the things that's, like, popped up in this is all the other information that's been happening around this time. And I can tell you one of the things I've learned about this summer is how out of touch Republicans are when it comes to getting broadband access to rural Pennsylvania. I don't think people really know about this, but one of the biggest issues in Harrisburg that no one really ever talks about is, like, the lack of access. Rural Pennsylvanians have the broadband. I mean, most people, there's a good chunk of people in rural PA who are still on, like, landline mode.
Oh,
dial-up modems.
Oh, I know. I mean, when we go up to see kind of my wife's family up in, kind of the Benton area, Red Rock area and things like that up in there, they've got, lots of those folks are working on like DSL cables, right? I mean, it's like old school, like the one, like what came after dial up, right? DSL cables, which is nowhere near high speed internet. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And like one of the things with that, And it's amazing how out of touch Republicans are with that. So.
Well, don't worry. Elon Musk will save us with, his Starlink system, and then everybody will have satellite access. There you go. As long as they can pay for it. Anyways, I say let Elon Musk get all that stuff up there, and then let's nationalize the shit out of it, and then we'll make it public internet for everyone in the globe. How's that? Anyways, whatever. We can do this forever. Okay, all right. So we're gonna cut this short today. Sorry once again, everybody. It's just not going to be feasible to do this in any kind of quality way. We've tried this something like this before when I've been someplace and we've linked up and we had a bad connection, and it is just frustrating for everybody, so including people who are listening to it. So there. All right, so but thanks for sticking around for our little kind of chit chat. Wanted to let you know what was going on, that we're all set, ready to go, but it just wasn't going to pan out today. So this is Kevin Mahoney here with Sean Kitchen, who's sometimes at John is kind of late for the internet this morning.
It sounds like the AOL dialogue.
Yeah, exactly. All right, everyone have a good weekend, and I hope you have some opportunity to do some kind of rest, because it's been an insane week. I do want to plug one thing: the Healthy Campus Bill of Rights. If you go on their Facebook page, Healthy Campus Bill of Rights, they are having a town hall tonight. And I think it's 6 o'clock, if I want to say it right. But go to look at the Facebook page and got to check that out. They're also going to have an in-person town hall, which they have invited President Kenneth Hawkinson to next Saturday, outdoors someplace on campus, I believe. We'll have more information about that when we talk again. So if you get a chance, check out Healthy Campus Bill of Rights Town Hall. Just go to the Facebook page, Healthy Campus Bill of Rights. I'll throw a link down in to our little show notes for today. And we'll see you then. So check back with us on Monday, and we'll see if we can get this up and running. But until then, this is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken. Say goodbye to the good people, Sean.
See ya.
All right. We are out of here. See ya.